Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
6:22 on Wall Street. Good morning. I'm John Tucker. We get the minutes from the Fed's March meeting. They'll be released at 2 o'clock Wall Street time. And to walk us through it, Yelena Shiletova, the senior U.S. economist with Bloomberg Intelligence. What can we expect from these minutes that will be market moving?
So, first of all, I don't know about whether they will be market moving or not.
Just make something up, Yelena.
So, I think we need to, as always, focus on the details. And a couple of things we need to focus on in this particular set of minutes. So, first of all, everybody will be watching for the balance sheet details. So, the plans to unwind the balance sheet remain at very preliminary stages. But we might get some details about the approximate timing, some thinking of the Fed members about what it will look like in terms of the asset classes and about the pace of the drawdown.
So remember, that's a $4.5 trillion balance sheet they built up as part of the asset purchase program, the QE program. One of the challenges they face unwinding that, you can't sell it all at once or get rid of it all at once because that'll severely impact markets.
Absolutely. So they have to be very gradual. And this is their favorite word, right, that they used with the tightening of policy. So they will be very gradual, very careful to communicate how they will do it.
And we know they're so good at communication.
Okay, so we can talk about that.
No, I'd rather not.
But anyway, they really were perfect. They perfectly communicated to us how they would like to tighten policy in terms of interest rates, and they really told us. And so this was not a surprise to the markets. So this is something they would like to do with the balance sheet as well. So, And we already heard some details from Fed speakers, from President Dudley, for example. We heard that they will have to probably pause in terms of raising interest rates at the time they're going to start the unwinding the balance sheet.
So when you shrink the balance sheet, you take a break from rate hikes because it's sort of
it's a complementary, like it's a substitute, really. So they
when do you expect it to start happening? The end of the year?
So President Dudley mentioned later on this year or 2018.
Okay.
Seems about right.
Yelena, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yelena Shiletova, a senior U.S. economist, Bloomberg Intelligence, providing unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Terminal customers, you can access this function at BIGO.com.